This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
Thoughts of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Ah, who owns your children in California? You can be damn sure it's not you, Mom and Dad. We've got evidence of that coming up this hour with Christina Hildebrand from A Voice for Choice. We're talking SB 18. Quadrupling down on SB 277. That's coming up, folks. Dr. Rasha Bittar joining us for some advanced medicine here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, as well as, what are we going to do? We're going to open it up talking about the FDA. The FDA. Super Don, you love when I bring up the FDA. You made a theme of it. We're not going to play it right now. But
yeah, well, we love the FDA.
This is more fun with Donald Trump, honestly. This is a really exciting opening. I just look at the headlines here. I just grabbed one. You grabbed another one. And here's one headline. Trump is considering an insane Silicon Valley libertarian to head the FDA.
Dun, dun, dun.
Seriously. I'm sorry, I'm losing it already as I'm reading the headline here. What was the next one? Trump considers FDA chief who says people should use medicines at their own risk. Oh, my gosh. Really?
At their own risk. Huh?
It's very interesting to see the word libertarian even come up at the presidential level, you know, that he might be considering nominating any libertarian to be in a position in government. Of course, that person should dismantle whatever agency he or she becomes a head of, if they're really a libertarian. But, you know, I'm not the litmus guy that says, you're not a real libertarian. At the base of libertarianism, if I've got this right, if I understand, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, call me now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. It's basically true libertarians, if we can call them that, do not believe in the use of force or violence to force you to do something or force you to not do something, other than acknowledging your right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. In other words, life, liberty, and property. But you are not to be forced, coerced, fraudulently driven into anything. They don't use violence. Okay? We could start there. If you want to nuance it from there, that's okay. Give me a call. We'll get to it. But Trump is actually considering an insane Silicon Valley libertarian. This is according to Gizmodo.com. Clearly not a libertarian-leaning group, whatever Gizmodo is. Sounds sort of like a Godzilla-leaning group. Gizmodo,
Godzilla. Godzilla versus Gizmodo. Yes.
Right, that's what it sounds like.
Right.
And the other headline comes from Scientific American. And I'm sure there are a bunch of others out there over this issue. Now, this is not a guarantee that Trump is going to nominate a libertarian to head the FDA, but it would be rather interesting. Now, this cat's kind of interesting, too. What's the guy's name? He's a...
Jim O'Neill.
Oh, Jim O'Neill, acolyte of Peter Thiel. And, you know, they're saying he's a friend of or a fan of seasteading. You know, libertarians that say, well, it's not working in New Hampshire just yet, the whole idea of a free state project. How about we seastead? We go out into the ocean on a boat, and then we all live a libertarian lifestyle, right? Because they can't figure out how to do this thing. So let's go to sea, law of the sea. That's interesting because the law of the sea is usually maritime, where the captain of the ship is the final arbiter of everything. And I don't know if that works well with libertarianism on a boat. That might be a little interesting. But look, this guy has some interesting ideas. He says you could sell your body parts. You should be able to sell your body parts. You got an extra kidney, you should be able to sell it. Well, I guess technically it's your kidney if you want to sell it.
Free market right. organ sale. That's interesting. Yeah.
Now, I guess the risk is that people will steal you. There's always that risk. I mean, somebody's going to steal your kidney and take it for free. Wouldn't you rather have them pay for it? I don't want anybody taking your kidneys. That's not what I'm arguing for here. He's in the anti-aging side. All right, let's step back for a moment and see, is there a freak out over this that's necessary? Because he wants people to use medicine at their own risk. He says, you know what? The only thing the FDA should do is determine whether it's safe or not. Whether the drug is approved is safe, not whether it works. And I'm actually, I thought about this. I'm like, I can live with that. I mean, obviously,
that's a little bit of a slippery slope, though.
No, screw the slippery slope on this one, Superman. This is why. Because already the FDA approves drugs that they claim to be safe and effective, and they're neither, right? So let's just take one of those out of the equation, and let's see if you could do a better job on safety. Let's not have any more Vioxxes. Let's not have FDA-approved drugs be the third, second, or first leading cause of death. Again, under the current regime as it's been, with mostly medical people heading it up, the FDA-approved drugs are the third, second, or first leading cause of death, depending on how you run the numbers. Right? So tell me how it gets worse under a libertarian. I want a caveat emptor. I don't want the phony, oh, the FDA has approved it, so it must be okay, let's go ahead and take it and die, which is what is happening. If you take efficacy out of the equation, which I agree, and just do safety, but for real do safety, not phony safety, then the people are going to go, well, how do I know this works? Because they can't say the FDA said it works. Right? We don't believe the FDA anyway here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So we're already ahead of that game. But we're trying to help our fellow Americans to realize the FDA is about the Fake Drugs Association. I call it the Fear and Death Administration. Because they frighten you against things that are natural that won't kill you, so that you'll take things that aren't natural that will kill you. That's the sign of a real drug. So you tell me, Super Don, the slippery slope. We're already so far down the slippery slope, we've fallen into a vat of burning hot oil with FDA-approved medication.
Well, that's true. And, you know, like we've talked about before, the purpose of the FDA, as it was originally founded, yes. was to protect people from unsafe food and drugs.
Correct. And okay. additives and right. adulterating the food. Exactly.
Where we got lost here along the way, outside of the corruption side of things, was when you leave it up to some bureaucracy to interpret what the definition of safe is, that's where you're going to fall into the hole.
There's the slippery slope into the hole. You're right.
That's true. And so I would think that if we're going to get a guy in there that is going to say, you know what, let's just have the FDA determine what's safe, and then you can decide whether you want to take it or not. Yeah. I think that's a great idea. But I think what we need to do is, as you alluded to, let's figure out what does that mean, safe.
Sure.
What is safe?
What is what is relative safely? Like, how many people can it kill before it's rendered unsafe? Right? Because we know with the current FDA guidelines, hundreds of thousands of Americans are dying due to FDA-approved safe medicine.
And here's the problem we've got, because we just saw the 21st Century Cures Bill get passed. And what this is going to do is this is going to potentially, theoretically, ease up on the regulations with the FDA, and in essence push drugs out even faster than they have been before. And we're already covering stories all the time where drugs have been approved. In fact, just I think it was last week where we were talking about cancer drugs, where you had eight cancer drugs that had been fast-tracked, pushed out the door, out there for cancer, and years later now they take a look at those drugs, and the majority of those drugs are neither safe or efficacious.
Right.
In fact, they do worse than doing nothing at all, and they're still approved on the market. That's something that needs to be revised as far as FDA approval goes.
You are so correct, sir. So we're going to find non-drug options for you. That's what we always do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're consistent with that. And our first question of the day might relate to something like that.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Our first question of the day comes from a Taffy. I don't know if it's saltwater taffy or freshwater taffy. Hi, Taffy. Thanks for writing in. Dear RSB and all the wonderful guests and people behind the scenes. Like, we've got a whole team behind us. It's just you, me, and Captain Morgan, pretty much. Thank you so much for your incredible, insightful shows, which gives us all the power to heal ourselves and share this knowledge with others. Unapproved by the FDA, I might add, Taffy. I hope you're okay with that. A friend's daughter-in-law went through a very hard labor. After more than 48 hours, the baby was finally born. That's a long labor.
Yeah, that's a good one.
However, the mother is suffering from postpartum depression. I've been searching your archives for talks. I know you mentioned chromium. Are there others? Yeah, well, the GTF chromium is critical because you cannot function without chromium. Exhaustion is going to set in without chromium. You'll be depressed without chromium. There was an article about the Epstein-Barr virus, Taffy says, that might have been activated the last trimester, and then perhaps is colostrum good? Yeah, colostrum's great. I would say no problem with colostrum. I don't know if it'll deal with the depression as much, but it'll certainly help the immune system. Taffy says, I thank you in advance for all your compassion and love you and all the others emit. Yes, the vitamin L is floating on out there, Taffy, even when we cover the FDA. It's really, from us, it's vitamin L. We want to bring that to you. Listen, when you're so exhausted, minerally depleted, depression, postpartum, and others, these are going to be manifestations. Endocrine exhaustion. We want to make sure that you're getting enough fat, right? The precursors to estrogen, testosterone, and progesterone, your vital hormones. We do want to make sure you can access homeopathic medicine, which is safe and will not kill you, but the skeptics say it can't possibly work. There are remedies like sepia, the inky juice of the cuttlefish, that are used for depression, temporary or long-term depression, postpartum as well. But chromium is an excellent, excellent mineral to get back in you. But I would remineralize in a big way. And that includes the marine phytoplankton that we get from activation products. Right? That's going to be good. Topical magnesium, that's going to be good. The muscles have just been spent with 48 hours of labor. And that can bring on postpartum depression. Hug. Lots of hug. Lots of oxytocin. Get it back going in there. And just support and feed that woman back to nourishment. P.S. She says, you brought this listener such a smile when you spoke about Haifa and the Baha'i Gardens. A truly blessed place. Yes, I've been to Haifa and I've seen the Baha'i Gardens. Absolutely gorgeous, peaceful place. I agree. I just don't remember when I mentioned that. Are you listening to the archives from years ago, or did I bring that up recently?
Yeah.
Profound gratitude to you too, Taffy. All right, if you want to talk more about the FDA or anything else, call us 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Back with Christina Hildebrand from A Voice for Choice, talking SB 18 and the ownership of your children in California.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in a category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Links up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, including to the dastardly deed being, played out in California. SB 277 wasn't bad enough. Aren't you glad Senator Richard Dickey Pan is not your dad? Although he wants to be, for sure. He wants to be the dad of all kids in California. If you don't agree with his position on vaccines, he wants your children taken away. Am I exaggerating? We're here to find out right now. What is this SB 18, not 277. Now it's SB 18. I got to get used to saying that. From A Voice for Choice and A Voice for Choice Advocacy, Christina Hildebrand joins us right now from California. Christina, get out while you can.
I wish I could. Unfortunately, I'm trapped here, so I'll keep fighting.
Yes, all right. So if you're trapped there, you must fight. Now, the question is, what is this SB 18? How does it differ or expand SB 277? Where's this thing going?
So SB 18, I'll start by saying it's called the Children and Youth Bill of Rights in California. And on the surface, it is something that we all should be for. And because it states out, lays out the rights that a child should have. And so I'm going to read you the seven things that it says, just because they're pertinent to sort of get into later. It's the right to parents, guardians, or caregivers to act in their best interest. The right to form healthy attachments with adults responsible for their care and well-being. The right to live in a safe and healthy environment. The right to social and emotional well-being. The right to opportunities to attain optimal cognitive, physical, and social development, and the right to appropriate quality education and life skills leading to self-sufficiency in adulthood, and lastly, the right to appropriate quality health care. And I stopped on appropriate because we'll get into that. So these are all things, you know, as a parent, they're things that I want for my kids.
You know what? However, the only right I give my kids is the right to be alive here. I don't want to
Right, and that's, and that's the thing. They're not necessarily children's rights. They're things that children have, should have, and parents should provide for the children.
They're redefining rights. These are not rights. Rights are given to you by that which created you. And, of course, Richard Pan with SB 18 seems to want to take rights and alter them, privileges, if you will, and say the government is responsible here, not the parents.
Exactly, exactly. And so, you know, and the other piece of this is right now this legislation is pretty benign in the fact that all it says is that it's the intent of the legislature by January 1st, 2022, to have enacted proper appropriate legislation to make those things happen. So this the issue that we're having is that this is, sure, it's a good idea. Kids should, you know, have all these things, and
I won't even give you're giving it too much credit, Christina. I don't think this is a good idea at all.
Well, because I don't think it's a good idea at all either. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
I'm giving it to you how it's being seen by our wonderful Democrats in our legislature.
Our socialist, communist Democrats
exactly.
Who don't believe in private property and don't believe in ownership of your children until they reach the age of majority and they can go out on their own.
Right. And the issue here is any of these things, the government is basically going to come up with policies for them, and any of these things are things that most parents have differing opinions on, and certainly differing opinions than the state. And so things like, as far-fetched from, we'll take the vaccine issue, gun rights, smoking tobacco, homeschooling, you put anything out there that is not mainstream, it falls into this. You take your child to the chiropractor, any of those things that you may do that the government may not agree is the best thing for them, you're now being questioned, and you could have your child taken away. I mean, is where
you know,
it goes
did,
to the extreme.
Christina, did you notice there's no right to freedom of religion in this one?
Well, right, and that's the other. I mean, religion is definitely one of them in there. You know, the right to parents and guardians to act in their best interest. You know, if you go to church, if you take your child to church every day because that's your belief system, does the state believe in that? Not necessarily.
No, hell no. It's an atheistic boondoggle. They have the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. That's where they want you all to worship. They want to sacrifice your children on the altar of vaccinology. All right, SB 277 was bad enough. We got SB 18. We're talking with Christina Hildebrand. There's also another lawsuit that's been filed. We're going to talk a little bit about the strategy there to defeat SB 18 before it begins, much less roll back SB 277. All right? Common Sense Media is also behind us. Who are they? And are they related to some really nasty things as well with the Right Start Commission? Check it out. Links are up in the show notes. RobertScottBell.com.
Online around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways at so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then, also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. So when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. RobertsWater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing. And I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're a parent in California, be a parent in California and stand up for parental rights. I'm just sick of the man. Christina Hildebrand is here, and she's wonderful, a voice for choice and a voice for choice advocacy, trying to raise awareness and fight back on SB 18. After the whole state of California went to sleep on SB 277, and they want to take away your rights to parent your kids.
No joke. This is not a minor offense. This is a major offense. This is, you know, pitchfork offense. But the Californians, have they been so dumbed down that they can't see what's happened here and what's happening here? Is there any salvaging California parental rights and saving the children from the state government that worships the church of pharmaceutical mysticism? Christina, tell me there's some hope for folks out there, or else get out.
I hope there is. I mean, I think this one, every single parent in the state of California and anyone who has anything to do with kids needs to be up in arms on this one. So we're hoping that, you know, with the vaccine issue with a much smaller group of people, this one, I mean, it covers every aspect of parental rights. And so every parent should be up in arms. And, you know, it's based, I mean, it's a completely unconstitutional law, because we have, there was a case in the Supreme Court, most recent case that's been upheld a few times, but Troxell versus Granville, which basically said, you know, the most fundamental right between a parent and a child is the parental right to raise that child as they see fit. And so, you know, anything on this manner, you know, is just wrong that the government wants to intervene. I mean, we all want what's best for our children, but what's best for me and my children may not be what's best for you and your children. Mm-hmm. You know, and we looked at research once this bill came out. We knew it was coming out because Senator Penn had a town hall meeting in June. And we looked at research, and, you know, the research shows if you want to give the children the best start in life, what you need to give them is children that are not in poverty. California has the highest poverty rate. 22% of our children live in poverty, and you need to give them good quality education. Our per pupil spending is 42nd in the country, so one of the lowest. Get those two things sorted out, which is the responsibility of the legislature. The legislature has responsibility on both those fronts. Get those two things sorted out first before you go taking away our parental rights.
Well, yeah, they can't handle their own business. What are they going to be doing, handling your children's? And, you know, this
exactly.
is a big issue, of course, with all government. But the California leftists at this point, and just call it like it is, believe in no parents. You know, it takes a village,
yeah.
right? Well, it's one thing if you live in a village. If you live in America, you have the freedom of association, or at least in theory. But in California, if they disagree with your views, they want to take your kids. Now, a voicefor choiceadvocacy.org. We have it linked up in the show notes. You want to check it out. There's even a lawsuit that's been filed. Now, this lawsuit targets mostly SB 277. Am I correct?
Yep, it's against SB 277. It's basically to repeal it. And it's based on, we took a different strategy. There are a number of lawsuits that have been, that are either going through the process or have been dismissed, or there's actually a couple more that are probably coming down the line, at least one that's coming down the line. We took a completely different approach. We were approached by a constitutional scholar in California who said, you need to do this not based on the safety and efficacy of vaccines, because our judging system, our court system,
hopelessly biased.
They're not ready to make a decision that says vaccines are not safe, vaccines are not effective. And so we took it, there are three tenets that have been upheld by either the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, or the California Supreme Court. One of them is that what we were just talking about, that the fact that parents have the right to raise their child as they see fit. Fundamental right upheld by the Supreme Court. The other one is that you can comply or deny any medical treatment for yourself or your child, also upheld in the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court. And the last one is that California Constitution has the right to, the fundamental right to a free and public education. So in every district, there has to be a school that every child K-12 can attend. And so those, and that's also been upheld by our California Supreme Court. But those three things, just constitutionally, you cannot have a law that goes against more than one fundamental right, basically. And so that's what our lawsuit is based on, basically that this is unconstitutional. Doesn't matter whether you believe in vaccines or you don't believe in vaccines. It doesn't matter. You will find this law to be unconstitutional. And we went that way because we know that there's another lawsuit that's going to come out that will likely look at the safety and efficacy of vaccines, and that's absolutely needed. But we wanted something that would get at the constitutionality and really repeal SB 277 as quickly as possible.
Yeah, if this is successful, which I hope it will be, how would it impact something like this SB 18? Are they intricately linked, or are they independent legislation that one doesn't depend on the other?
So they would. I mean, it definitely has a premise in it. You know, it's part of SB 18 in the fact that, you know, you it sets precedent that you have a fundamental right to make decisions on your child's medical treatment, and you have a fundamental right to education. Now, education, the thing with SB 18 is that it's not a bill that states, this is what we're going to do, this is the policy we've come out with, this is how we're going to fund it, this is what we're going to do. It's a very, very broad in general. So there's nothing really, there's no teeth to SB 18. It's just a law that says, we're going to do this, we intend to do this. But it doesn't say what they're actually going to do. So SB 18 could go from really, really bad, you know, nanny state, to a few pieces of legislation here and there. I personally think, and I wouldn't be surprised, let's put it that way, if Senator Pan is pushing this through so that they can put it on the California Democratic platform and use it in the next 6 years as a guiding point for any legislation that is applied, you know, that is put forward that has to do with children. And so if you put forward, if you're a legislator and you put forward a bill that has to do with children, you have to look at these rights and mm-hmm. see whether it falls, you know, you basically have to use that as your framework.
But remember, folks, in SB 277, there was an opt-out for vaccines if you homeschooled, but that would go bye-bye under SB 18 because homeschooling is not something they believe is good for children. Eventually, it could see them taking children away because parents want to homeschool and teach them things that they don't agree with on the state level.
And that's why we need to come together now and really fight against it in its totality, because if we don't, in the future, what they'll do is they'll create legislation around homeschooling. They'll create legislation around gun rights. They'll create legislation around smoking around children. You know, they'll create these individual pieces of legislation that will get some pushback, but not a global pushback. And suddenly we've got all of these laws in place that and SB 277 is just one of them that set this up. The one thing that's interesting is that there's no give to the sort of fundamental right of a parent, and that the parent knows best for their child. You know, there's nothing in there. And I get that they want to, you know, they want to make sure that the extreme cases, I mean, Senator Pan's already using scare tactics. You know, there was the meth head mom whose child died because she drove him, I don't know, I think it was into a river or something. Well, we already have laws in place in California for those extreme cases. We already have laws for physical.
Well, that's Richard Pan creating a straw man to scare the ignorant California Democrats to say, oh, my gosh, look what's happening. We need to have more laws. But I can't help them. They're on so many drugs at this point. California, as far as I'm concerned, can secede if this goes forward. I mean, yes. Just get out because this is part of the United Nations agenda. And they are open about this. They're not even hiding it. They reference the United Nations in this. And there are other organizations involved. Kerry Lewis just wrote a piece on this. And you begin to see the links between these organizations behind this.
Yep.
A common sense media.
Common sense media. I mean, you know, common sense media is great for what it does. It should stick to doing what it does best, which is telling you what programming is appropriate for kids or not. Rating programming. Wonderful job. Stick with that. Coming in and, like, working out what their, you know, what schooling should be like, what a child's life should be like is just not their place, and it's not the state's place, not the government's place. It's the parent's place to say what is right for your child.
Well, and then they also started with this Right Start Commission. And, you know, it's another, if you read the Right Start Commission report, you're like looking at these things, they're weaving in things that have nothing to do with our Constitution, you know, that violate in so many ways the fundamental tenets of what makes America a unique place, where the rights come from God, not government. And we've already had issues we've been covering for years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show about medical kidnapping. This is where CPS, the state, takes children away under the guise of protecting them and then ends up driving them into more abusive situations that they may or may not have even been in.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the CPS situation here is, you know, the CPS foster care system is so stretched in California and so, you know, just not a good place for kids. The fact that the government is trying to, you know, enforce it even more and expand on it is just scary. I mean, it's just so wrong on so many levels.
Yeah, folks, the how deep the rabbit hole goes here is so horrific that it's hard for me to discuss it out loud, but we got to do it from time to time here just to let you know. It's too shocking. Some people just can't handle this kind of information. But this is not a benign attempt to protect children by Dickie Pan, senator, pediatrician in the state of California, any more than SB 277 was to prevent disease. This was to throw your children into the pharmaceutical fodder that they have become under Democrats in California. And if Republicans voted for it, too, they've got my ire. So this isn't a partisan issue from my perspective. It just so happens that California is pretty much run lock, stock, and barrel by the Democratic Party out there. And it's so far from America, an American ideal and liberty, a defense of parental authority and parental rights. It's just so violative of that. I want everybody to check out A Voice for Choice and the advocacy group. We've got the links up, Christina, for all the good work you're doing. Anything else they need to know?
Thank you. No, I think the only couple of things. If you want a shortcut, sb18.info.
Okay.
For our link to it, it's easier to remember. But other than that, and you know, we're fundraising at the moment for our, you know.
Oh, sure. So support the group. We have links up, Christina. We're out of time here. I appreciate all of your efforts, and we'll keep checking in with you as the progress. Hopefully regresses what they call progressivism, because it's just ridiculous, moms and dads.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Christina Hildebrand and A Voice for Choice for joining us to give us the update on SB 18. We'll keep an eye on that from afar. But, you know, friends, family, whatever, get out of California at this point. I mean, I don't mean to be, pessimistic about it, but realistically, does a Democrat change its stripes? I mean, is that a fair question to ask, Super D? I mean, it's just bad over there. They've gone so far away from the concept of freedom and parental rights.
Well, listen, I mean, I'm a native Californian.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a bit weird and crazy back then, and you know, we're talking, you know, 80s, early 90s, but yeah, I mean, it's gone even farther off the deep end, in my opinion. And it's, you know, look, they keep talking about we want to secede because we're out of touch with the values,
right?
And I think you may be right there.
They're out of touch with freedom, and it's not even libertarianism over there. That, you know, when it was out going wild and crazy in California in the 60s, you'd say it was more libertine. But, you know, now at this point, it's like, we want your kids. What do you want to do with them? You don't want to know. And that's what's happening in California. It's happening a lot of places, but folks, be ever vigilant wherever you are. Even if you're in Texas, they still try to pass laws to mandate vaccines against your beliefs. All right, we've got upcoming this weekend, the 17th, the final event, public event, that I'll be hosting at the Health Basket. And that's linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. My one day off, I'll be teaching you how to unlock the power to heal, so come on down. Also, the first event of the new year, 2017, the 7th of January, and that is going – and go back to the archives from last Friday. We had a great, great series of interviews, including Alex Jamieson, who's going to be there, and Dr. Syed Shah. And that's going to be where? In Davenport, Iowa. And it's in the show notes. It's the Lifestyle Integrative Forum. Got that. Now, we like to do some Santa stories if we can. This Santa story will get you right in the heart, man, and you'll be shedding tears. But in a sense, tears of joy, not for the loss of a child, but, boy, what this Santa Claus did to help him transition. Terminally ill child dies in Santa's arms. So this guy, Eric Schmidt Mattson, he volunteers as Santa Claus at a local Tennessee hospital. And he was asked to come in because there was a five-year-old boy, terminally ill boy, that had a final wish. And he wanted, you know, he wanted to see Santa, spend time with Santa. And this guy was in the Army, 75th Rangers Group. So, I mean, this is a Santa that's seen some stuff. And how would you say, Super Don? I mean, this little boy, he just describes the scene. When I walked in, he was laying there so weak, it looked like he was ready to fall asleep. And he sat down on the bed and asked, what's this I hear about you going to miss Christmas? Said to the little boy, there's no way you can miss Christmas. You're my number one elf, he says. And the little boy looked up and he said, I am? And the Santa said, sure. And so he watched him open a present, smile before he laid back down. And the little boy said, they say I'm going to die. How can I tell when I get to where I'm going? And Santa said, can you do me a big favor? And he said, sure. The boy said, sure. When you get there, you tell them that you're Santa's number one elf. And I know they'll let you in. And the little boy said, they will? And Santa said, sure. And then he kind of sat up and gave him a big hug and asked one more question. Santa, can you help me? And then Santa wrapped his arms around him. And before he could say anything, he left. The little boy just left right then and there. But man, what a gift of kindness and of love to help, a difficult transition in a child that you would say should never transition at that age. To give him some comfort and confidence in the journey beyond. And, you know, even though I feel and I have a sense because of my experience that there is an absolute after this place that you could say is better in so many ways, it's still a loss. You lose someone. You lose a child. It makes your heart hurt. Yet I know with this act of love and kindness, that little boy went off and didn't have as much fear in that transition. So, really, my heart goes out to all you Santas that are giving back in this way. Eric Schmidt Mattson, what a wonderful soul, loving soul that you are, having seen what you've seen in the Army with the 75th Ranger Group. Super D, anything to add to that? Just makes you cry.
Yeah, it's have a tissue ready for this when you read it, because it's quite a story.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, we've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got Dr. Rasha Bittar stepping in to do some advanced medicine with us. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If you'd like to be part of the show, 866-939-2355. We've got another question of the day. We'll get to, and it does relate to vaccine issues, vaccine freedom, and parental freedom as well. So, in the meantime, tell your friends this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, because the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.